course, big thing happened. I guess we started hearing about it, what, Friday night was the Hawaii thing with the false alarm on the, you know, just a little false alarm on the ballistic missiles coming to hit you.
Again, remember in the movie Airplane? You know the guy that said, you can make a hat, you can make a brooch, you can make a pterodactyl? Mm. That guy? Mm-hmm. Remember when he just, like, accidentally, everything is going on and he pulls the plug out? Oops, just kidding. Yeah, and he plugs it back in? Like, I feel like that was the dude that was running that center in Hawaii.
No kidding. So for whatever reason, the guy's
incoming
been
reassigned. Incoming ballistic missile.
How do you?
Just kidding. I mean, 37 minutes later.
And it says ballistic missile, and I guess everybody, they're saying everybody was assuming nuclear. I mean, I don't know why.
How could you not?
Because North Korea, I don't believe, can deliver nuclear to begin with. I mean, we should be worried about any other sort
of
missile.
You get a text message like that, I don't think you're deciphering whether it's
I guess
nuclear.
Not.
Ballistic, whatever.
But nuclear is a big
missile
thing.
Missile coming, run. Where do I go? What's going on?
I think my mattress will cover me. I think I can go under my bed. I should be fine, right?
Yeah. That's all it is.
But nuclear is so much different because it could wipe out, say, your island and make it horrible. But one missile blowing up one area wouldn't necessarily have a fallout nuclear flash.
Like Brett said,
it's not as powerful.
No one's thinking that way. All you've heard in the news and the media in the last months are nuclear. My button's bigger than your button. Our bombs are bigger than your nuclear bombs.
And now it's here.
And now all of a sudden, ballistic missile comes off. You're like, oh, my God, we're all going to get fried.
And I think it happened at like 7 o'clock in the morning their time.
Was it that early? Because there were a lot of people running. I didn't think they were out that early.
Yeah.
As I feel like the weird thing was, I didn't think I even heard about it until maybe 10, 11 o'clock on Friday night. I was playing cards and somebody said, yeah, you heard that thing about Hawaii? Yeah, that was crazy. That's what I heard.
But we're 6 hours behind, so, you know, but when it's happening there, it was 6 o'clock. I mean, it was 1 o'clock for us in the afternoon, so.
What I mean. It took me so long to hear about it. Oh, my God. Is that what it was? Because I saw a video of a guy putting his daughter down a manhole. Like, he lifted the manhole cover. He was letting her get down into the manhole. I never would have thought of doing that. I mean, that was some crazy stuff. People running in the streets. And
you'd be dead.
Yeah. Whoever thinks of getting in the manhole cover.
Was he going in there after her, or was he just going to throw it down?
They didn't show. I don't know. And then there were a lot of people who had fallout shelters that were really old back from when, after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor in 1941. There are all sorts of fallout shelters all over the island because of that in the future, you know, thinking if it ever happened again. And so there's people going downstairs into fallout shelters that are fully stocked. Some of them were just really old, just places for them to hang out. And then they would get on their phones and watch for updates. So they'd hang out down there and wait and see what happened. What a sick feeling that must have been.
Didn't the same thing happen in Japan today?
Yeah. And how does this happen twice in, in less than a week?
And the guy in Hawaii, he has been reassigned.
Right.
Reassigned.
Now, that guy's not the stupidest guy on earth because now the guy in Japan is. How do you do that after that guy did it in Hawaii? You know, that's just. And how does the Japanese government instantly, and any government instantly, make sure their situations with sending out warnings are double protected so they don't do what Hawaii did? You know, it's so weird and messed up.
No, the whole thing is nuts.
Also, if you didn't know, if you want to protect yourself.
We are living in some crazy times, man.
We are.
You know, I remember, I guess, you know, in the 80s when it was still the Cold War and the United States, Russia, Rocky IV, all that nonsense, you know, you heard about it, but I guess I was just too young to really understand it, like the threat of nuclear weapons and all that kind of stuff.
Right. You didn't get the reality of it.
I didn't get the reality of it and didn't really.
But now you got responsibilities and people you have to take care of.
You know, it didn't really. Well, I guess that's why, whatever it is, but.
I think so.
It just seems to me, and maybe it's because of that, that it all seems a little bit more real, this go-around. This go-around. Because I think you're dealing with two lunatics.
I don't think this is as crazy as, like, before, in the early 60s, I think it was 61 with the Bay of Pigs thing.
Right.
When Cuba had missiles pointed toward the U.S. and Kennedy called their bluff. Like, that kind of stuff. That's crazy. I think crazier than this, that was really going on.
Right.
I mean, that was a real thing happening, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Like, if you really put it in perspective, holy crap. You know, Truman dropping the actual nukes, Kennedy having to face him down, like, right over there.
Right.
I mean, that's so close. Imagine if we had that situation right now.
I'm embarrassed to myself that I don't know these things. Like, I know, I've heard of the Bay of Pigs. I know it was Cuba. I think Russia was involved in there somewhere. There's something to do with
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
But I don't know the details, and it's embarrassing. For me, it's embarrassing that I don't know the stuff.
Well, well you Wikipedia. Could. Look I mean, yeah. Quick. Well, I wouldn't Wikipedia it. But.
I could if I can, you know, if I could shoehorn that into my day of taking history lessons. Sure, why not? You know, I just wish I would have paid attention in school.
It's weird, though. It puts it in perspective, doesn't it? Like this thing with North Korea isn't as crazy as that was. It's not yet, right? But, I mean, there's been some stuff that's gone on. This is crazy for our times right now.
Well, the thing is, though, I don't know how much I agree with you, only because the world is a much smaller place than it was in 1961.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Everything is shrunk down. Like, you know, that 90 miles for those missiles, that might have been pretty far for those missiles. And
but
now,
people weren't as knowledgeable, though, so it has to be scarier. And no, it's scarier if you don't know. Like, we have a lot of stuff on the table that we're able to access. If we don't know, if we're in the total dark, and then all of a sudden this, you know, something bad happens, it's even scarier because we didn't know a thing about it. We already know there's drama. You know what I mean? We already know.
I think it's scarier when you know. Like,
I think
us knowing now makes it seem scarier, even though it's across, like JP said, the world's getting smaller, even though it's over there, you know, we know a lot. Like, in 61, a lot of people didn't read about it until 2 days later in the paper type stuff. You know what I mean?
I feel like now the threat is more real, but I feel like we have, you know, whatever they try to get off, we could just be like, pull, 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 and just shoot them out of the sky. You know what I'm saying? So I think the threat of something actually happening is more real, but I don't feel threatened because I feel like our military has got this thing covered. At least when it comes to North Korea. Now, if all of a sudden Russia and China all of a sudden get in the mix and everybody's pointing them at us, well, there's only so many we can shoot out of the sky. I think. I don't know.
Does it seem like people are crazier now and are more like just world leaders in general so that maybe you feel it's like it's more likely someone would press a button? Than in the past when maybe they were
the only
not
country
as
on,
nuts is what goes on in the world now?
The only country on the planet to ever press that button is us.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, that is true.
Well, how much bitching can we really do?
Yeah, and how crazy. I mean, I said that, and as I'm saying it, I'm like, yeah, but then we had, you know, everybody was talking about Russia and Reagan, and Truman did push the button, and you know, they did shoot, he didn't push the button, but they did shoot the missiles into Japan, like... So maybe we're not as crazy because we've learned from that stuff happening in the past.
Oh, no.
Trump, so we're holding back.
No, we're crazy. Have you not seen our...
But we haven't dropped any bombs. We haven't dropped any nukes. Nobody has.
Give them another year.
My mind went...
really?
My mind this morning with this Japanese thing happening with them with the missile alert too. I'm like, is there any chance that Kim Jong-un like paid the guy in Hawaii and paid the guy in Japan
or hacked
to accidentally hit the alert so that people, if they see it again, I'm like, it's fake. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, right? I get you, man. Because when you told me the Japan one happened this morning, I was like, man, maybe they're just hacking into systems.
Yeah,
you know. Hey, Ron on line 4. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, listen, I saw the 60 Minutes Sunday night, and it had that on about North Korea.
Is that the one that we had? Is that the one where they had one of our scientists over there going over their nuclear capabilities?
Exactly, and I don't want to be, but they did verifying about the plutonium. He held it in his hand. You know, and the amount of, with the building, it's something to do with the building that had the blue top, that he had, that they had a lot more than people actually, that they even, scary. So as far as it not being a threat, it's a big threat. You might want to go and do a little more research on that and come back and speak about that at a later show. But it was a very unsettling 60 right. minutes.
I believe their problem is they can't deliver it. Like, they have it, but they can't put it on the edge of a missile and deliver it.
Well, that's what they were showing. They were actually showing that they had casings where that could fit on these missiles and actually work. And that's why you got to look into that 60 Minutes, because it was really, really informative. And they were, so it's,
yeah.
That 60 Minutes gave me more information, you know, for what I watched than any other part of it. At first, I was like, okay, yeah.
I saw the trailers for it, and I was like, I want to watch it, and then, you know, life took over, I completely forgot about it. But it basically, we had North Korea let one of our nuclear scientists into their you know, in, and showed us what they had.
Really?
Showed this dude. Yeah, that's
how long ago was that? Like, when did he go in and look at this? Like, it doesn't. That seems completely opposite of what they would ever do. Ron, do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't that long ago. It was within like 30 days.
Really?
Maybe it was a United Nations thing.
It was kind of scary because everybody's thinking, you know, oh, it's just a, you know, he's got one or two of these or this or that, and it's not. You can pull up that 60 Minutes episode and watch it.
I will.
You'll be surprised.
Yeah. Totally thanks, will. Ron. I'll check it out.
Thank you.
Later, man.
Yeah, right on.
Hey, Abe on line one. Go ahead, Abe.
Hey, so quick thing. You realize that it was a test. It was supposed to be a test signal that was sent by accident, right? Like,
right.
They were testing their system. Okay. Well, the second thing is they were saying that it was more, not so much user error, but user interface error. The thing was kind of designed wrong where anybody could have made the mistake. You know, it's like when you go to, like, save a file, but the delete option is, like, right underneath it. You're like, how could you have done that? And it was kind of one of those things, you know. So that's
so messed up.
That's why it kind of happened to us here.
Right. There shouldn't be one of those things, though. You know what I mean? For something that serious, the page, when you go to click it, shouldn't move slightly because it's still loading for the internet and you hit the wrong button.
And apparently,
you know,
they,
or whatever.
To that interface, they just added a false alarm.
Yeah.
Notification to it. So because of what just happened, they added a false alarm to the interface.
Yeah, and they're going to look to redesign it. Thanks, guys.
Right on. Take care.
Thank you, Abe.
I hope they're going to redesign it.
Yeah, but even with
crazy?
A delete thing and you accidentally hit it, it always says, are you sure you want to delete? How come it doesn't have that on something that serious?
Are you sure you want to send this
what
message?
Yeah.
Because it comes across your phone. Wouldn't it be funny with, like, just kidding with a smiley face and maybe a finger touching the cheek like this, you know what I mean? Like, a smile. Just kidding.
Are you sure you want to send this message? Yes, no, cancel. Which one? Can you imagine? Yeah, like, you were that close to sending it and you hit. But no, not in this case. Man. We ask how that could happen, but it's crazy. I can't believe it'll happen, but in another way, I can totally believe it happened. You know, it can happen. It's crazy. Oh, my God. There should be so many safeguards. Ugh, and that's just the state of Hawaii. How many other states, countries, similar problems? 800-771-1025. 727-579-1025 with the phone numbers. At Roger JP on Twitter.
What got me about is that it took them 37 minutes or something like that.
Because they had no way to send out, mistake, like they did with the first. How do you not have a whole list of things you could send to the whole network? Just the one saying the missile's coming? You don't have one saying, oh, by the way, that was a mistake? Mm. Oh. Roger JP, it's the Bone. Be right back.
What is it? Costco is taking advantage of the fear? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about Hawaii and stuff. And I don't know if they're taking advantage of the fear. They probably had this for a little while. Costco has food you can buy. Like, if you're worried about a missile attack of some sort, like the people in Hawaii, you can prepare by not only having, like, a little shelter, but you can buy a food pack, an emergency food pack. So, like, for $999.99, you can get gallon cans. It's 100 one-gallon cans, so it's 6,200 servings of food. So maybe for dinner you're going to have, you know, three servings, whatever. So you can, it could last a year. Wheat, rice, granola. Apples, bananas, peaches, strawberries, potatoes, carrots, beans, onions.
So hold on. So it's all canned stuff.
Right. 100 one-gallon cans, beef, chicken, milk, sugar, and salt. The cans will last up to 25 years.
Okay.
But let's say you're in one of these bunkers and you got to survive for $1,000. You know you have a year's worth of food.
For,
like,
how many
people? Say it's for your family. Well, you have to divide up 6,200 servings and decide how much you're giving everybody.
Well, does it say how, like, I'm sure somewhere on the box it is. You know, like when your Gatorade, it says two servings?
Yeah.
I just wonder how many people, if there's somewhere it's got to say how many people it'll feed for a year.
100 gallons of food, they say there's 6,200 servings of food. So you could have a serving of wheat.
I know that.
You could have a serving of rice.
I know that. What I'm trying to ask you is, does that for a family of four? Is it for a single person? That's what I want to know what it is, you know?
Well, it's going to be a regular serving. Like,
I get the servings, but I'm just trying to say, okay, here's this box of food for your bunker.
Right.
Is it for one person? Is it for four people? They know that. They know that.
You got 365 days.
Correct.
And if you got four people, you're not eating one serving per meal of, say, one blob of strawberries. Maybe you are. You're in survival mode. Maybe you are.
Right.
Right? So if you guys are using 12, if you're only eating one serving each per meal, so three servings a day. So you got 12 a day, 12 servings a day. How many? That'll get you through, no problem. So you could have multiple servings each per day, each meal, to get to 6,200 total.
Okay. Let me say
but
this.
You could, of course, start cheating and stuff. It depends on how solid you want to get through that year. Right. You could make it last 6 months if you want.
Let me say this in a language everybody understands because I feel like we're missing each other here. When you go, now you have these blue ribbon or whatever the hell they are, they you say you want food for a week. And you say you got a family of, you know, family of four.
Right.
They send you a box for a family of four. When I'm saying in Costco, when I see the sign, bunker meals.
Right.
Does it say $999 family of four 1 year, or is it just, that's my only question.
Apparently that's not what it says.
Well, that's stupid. That's stupid, because I need to buy four boxes, do I need to buy one box?
No, but I'm saying if you do a little math, you can figure out.
I don't want to do math.
For $1,000, you guys can probably eat for a year. You know, I don't know. I guess you got to divide it out and see if that makes any sense. If you're surviving, you'll make it. You'll figure it out.
Go ahead, Monica.
This part, you guys have affected me somehow because this stuff scares me. In my head, this stuff goes down, and there's some guy who buys it all and is selling it to me at a way inflated rate, and we're all going to starve because we don't have enough money to buy all the stuff like one person would. You know what I mean? It's putting too much power in one person's hands.
What triggered? I remember years ago, like I was probably like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, the preppers started coming out of nowhere. We did TV shows about preppers and all that stuff.
Oh, I have a friend who is. Yeah, he's totally prepared.
Well, that seems like what this is. Costco, you know, maybe...
Maybe mainstreaming the prepper stuff.
Made the prepper stuff and made it easier, you know?
Right.
Instead of having to go to the supermarket and buy 2,747 cans of Progresso soup, they decided to make a box. What triggered the preppers thing? Was it like the zombie shows or something like that, or the vampire shows? Like, what triggered that?
ISIS?
We weren't talking about nuclear war. We weren't talking about North Korea. That's not what got this thing off the ground.
Right.
I think it's ISIS. I think it was terror attacks. I don't think, like 9/11.
You think so?
Yeah. Where if something happened.
I could have sworn this came around the same time as like Walking Dead, and everybody was talking about a zombie apocalypse.
I mean, it might have pushed a new surge of it, but like preppers have been around for a long time. You know, people with emergency food stuff, I mean, you can go back, you just keep going backwards. There's people doing it throughout history. You know, it never really stopped. But I think what brought
it up,
like I said, ISIS as like the most recent thing I can think of that brought people up, and the zombie thing, for whatever reason you see in the news. I mean, I think
you know there were a handful of people out there that actually believe in zombies, right? Like,
I know, it's embarrassing.
That was a thing.
Well, don't forget, it's also related to like flus and plagues and things like that. That like you start hearing about, ooh, this one's happening in Africa where they had to cut off whole villages because people had this weird plague going on. Yeah, or South America, remember that one? I think that was
the stuff
as well.
They weren't turning into zombies and eating each other's hearts out.
No, but we were worried about what if you got to go in a bunker to stop yourself from getting the plague, like people in Texas because it was then South America. Remember that?
Yeah,
they had someone quarantined in Dallas who had some sort of sick thing. And you're like, what? And then we start reading about millionaires having whole communities underground.
Right.
And
that was the, what was, that wasn't.
So it's like certain points, certain stories spike this stuff.
God, what was that disease? And then God forbid our country wanted to stop letting people in until everybody got this thing under control. Right. Then we were horrible people again.
We're always horrible.
There was some disease that was in Africa that was killing people left and right. And we wanted to shut down.
Ebola.
That's right. It was Ebola. That's right. Right. You know, and we were horrible people for wanting to protect our citizens from anybody coming over from that part of the world.
It was like pregnant women were getting it. That was a couple, maybe 2 years ago. But then there's always something before that and before that, you know, that makes you want to do it. So Costco has this stuff, but they also have these packages that are $4,000 and $6,000. So you can get just a crap ton of food if you really need it. And Walmart has emergency food storage kits, everything from 2 days or 3 days to a month and a year. That are, you know, similar prices.
Where do you put it?
Well, I would hope you have to have a basement or some sort of shelter place, a hole in the ground. Maybe you bought one of them things that fits right in your ground in your yard, and all you got is the storm doors. You go in, you close the doors, and bye. You go hang underground. So many people have done that.
Sounds like a good time. Sandy on line one. What's up, Sandy?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you, I grew up during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And you know they used to tell you to get under your desk?
Yeah.
And that's what they did. They'd have a drill, you get under your desk in the classroom. When I grew up years later and I saw the film from the Hiroshima blast.
Right.
And I'm thinking, were they kidding me? Like, my desk was going to protect me from something?
No.
Right.
But, not for nukes.
No, you got to, and what was it, like a 500-mile blast radius where everything was leveled?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Well, you know, you got to have faith in the military that, you know, because you remember Reagan, he convinced them that he had Star Wars things that would shoot him out of the sky. But I don't, you know, with all the ICBMs that come in and going, I don't worry about all that. And if they shoot one at you, what do you got, like 15 minutes to make peace? So,
Anyway. You dig a hole and get on the ground, you know.
Right.
I know. It's like, where are you going to go? You got 15 minutes. Where are you going to go? I'm going to head to the bar and have some shots. You know, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's good thinking, Sam.
All right, guys.
Later.
Why not? Good talking to you, man. Bye-bye.
Sure, same.
I always said that when, like, I'm on a plane and it starts shaking too much, just give me the ball. I don't want to.
What are you going to do?
I don't want to tell anybody I love them. I don't want to do anything. I just want to get real drunk real fast.
What was the one where he's like, okay, I'm gay?
Oh, that was Almost Famous.
Almost Famous, what? Right.
Almost Famous. And then the plane stopped shaking. Everybody's like,
The band is on a plane that's going to go down. Everybody's screaming and yelling, whatever. And he's like, all right, I just want you to know I'm gay. You know, whatever. And then the plane levels out.
No!
And I'm looking at him like,
hilarious.
Oh, man, that's rough.
You can see.
Joe on line 3. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, all. You know, Monica, you made a comment about, you know, if a missile strikes and this guy bought all this food, I don't think you're going to get to a point where people are going to be paying inflated prices. Mm. It's money, in my opinion, I think money is not going to hold any value, and you're going to get to a barter system of, oh, okay, you know what, I'll give you, you know, 3 days' worth of food if you can give me, you know, 5 sheets of plywood or something like
right.
that.
Totally agree.
So the hippies will win in the end.
No, the people with the biggest guns will win.
Right.
The hippies, because that's what, a bartering system. Is it totally fair? I would get down with that.
No, because what'll happen.
It won't be fair.
What'll happen is you'll come to me with the plywood and then I'll shoot you and then keep your plywood.
See,
that's right. But that's how it, watch the first.
It's going to be Thunderdome.
Just watch a few episodes of the beginning of Walking Dead. They deal with this stuff all the time where people are, like, in houses and they're taking shots at the zombies walking up the street coming toward the house. And the basic idea is you got to kill those things so you can actually move and find other supplies and stuff. And if you don't think, not the zombie part, but if you don't think you're going to have to move and find supplies, like, everybody's not going to go to Costco and have $1,000 of food waiting in their basement for it. So some people will be prepped, but that's going to be like 1%. So what do the other 99% do? They got to go looking for stuff. Oh, wait, there's a store down the hall, you know, quick shop down the hall, down the street that has all the stuff in it. People are going to break the windows and steal the crap.
Right.
And then, as you said, who's the strongest? That's the person who's going to have all the stuff.
Right.
They're going to control it. They're going to take it from you if they need it because their family has to live. But that's going to turn into arming yourself, protecting yourself to get that stuff. And then other guys are going to want your stuff.
And now you know
it's
why.
It's just the strongest are going to survive. That's it.
And now you know why they sell all those AR-15s.
Exactly right.
I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Yep. If people are worried about protecting your family in that situation, you can't have enough ammunition. But then you open yourself up. If you have ammunition, guns, people are like, all right, here's how we're going to attack this guy because we want his stuff.
I tell you what's going to happen. Nobody from New York is going to head down to Florida and try to start taking stuff because we know you guys are heavily armed.
you guys aren't allowed to be, right?
No one's rolling into Texas saying, hey, give me your stuff. Nope. It's not happening.
I'll tell you now, a lot of my friends are of that mentality, like you said, where it's going to be a situation where it's going to come down to, I have more guns. Like, it doesn't matter what you have, because I'm taking it from you because I have guns.
Yeah, I mean, it's a neuroses that's out there, you know.
But there's going to be no law. Like, if a bomb like that dropped, everybody comes out afterwards. What's the law?
That's the point.
You know, what's
it's going to be Thunderdome. That's what you
like
just
you said,
JP.
Money won't matter either. Thunderdome.
That's what you said. You're like, it's going to be Thunderdome. Great.
Remember those words.
Great.
When it is Thunderdome. It is.
I want to do Thunderdome. I want to get along.
Saying, once I stop making fun of his accent, that dude was right. Watch what happens.
Absolutely right. Money will mean just be paper and metal and nobody will care.
Right.
Because, it's not going to matter. So Monica might be right. You might be in good shape. You know, you just want to have a good time. You want to get what you got.
Let's all just get along. Yeah.
Good-looking woman in a tough society.
Let's just,
you could probably fillet your way out of problems.
Desperate? Listen, that's a win-win situation there. I'm down for that.
Your mom is going to be the last one standing.
Last one laying.
Yeah.
She'll be like the queen of all of Wisconsin.
Right.
Or Iowa, whatever.
Wherever she is.
Both.
to the tri-state area. She will be the queen.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good situation. Let's hope we never see it. Roger and JP is the Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5.